is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Aird. Today is the 14th of November, and this podcast episode is brought to you by Proofpoint. In today's top story, Australia's Home Affairs Minister, Claire O'Neill, says the government is setting up a permanent standing operation that will scour the world and hunt down the criminal syndicates and gangs who are targeting Australia in cyber attacks and disrupt their efforts. In an interview with ABC Insiders, Minister O'Neill said this new initiative would be a joint effort combining 100 personnel from the Australian Federal Police and the Australian Signals Directorate.
We need to shift away from the sense that the only good outcome here is someone behind bars, because that can be hard when we've got people who are essentially being harboured by foreign governments and allowed to continue this type of activity. But what we can do is two really important things. The first thing is hunt these people down and disrupt their operations. It weakens these groups if governments like ours collaborate with the FBI and other police forces and intelligence agencies around the world. But the second important thing that we need to do is stand up and say that Australia is not going to be a soft target for this sort of thing. And if people come after our citizens, we are going to go after them.
The Australian minister said the task force's first priority would be to target ransomware cartels. The focus on ransomware follows the recent attack on Australian private insurance provider Medibank. The company says attackers broke into its network and stole internal and encrypted files. These included the sensitive personal and healthcare details of almost 10 million Australians. When Medibank refused to pay, the ransomware gang, going by the name of BlogXX, started leaking some of Medibank's patient records as a form of intimidation and put public pressure on the company to pay the ransom. One of the group's first leaks was a file labelled abortions. BlogXX is believed to be a spin-off from the infamous Reval ransomware operation, and the group's activities have been met with outrage in Australia and significant political attention from the highest levels of government. Minister O'Neill says the new task force will go on the offensive, hunting and debilitating ransomware groups even before they attack Australian organisations, calling it a new model of policing. Further to the announcement of the task force, Minister O'Neill endorsed Medibank's decision not to pay its attackers and suggested the government may ban ransomware and data extortion payments in order to strangle the financial incentive behind most attacks. Embattled cryptocurrency exchange FTX claims a hacker stole roughly $473 million worth of crypto assets from its accounts hours after it filed for bankruptcy on Friday. FTX says the incident prompted the company to move all of its funds to offline cold storage wallets. Shortly after the alleged attack, Reuters reported that another $1 billion worth of customer assets were also missing from the company's books in what appears to be a separate incident. In other cryptocurrency disaster news, DeFi platform DFX Finance says it lost $4 million in cryptocurrency following an attack on its platform late last week. The company says the incident was identified as a re-entrancy attack and promised to publish more details in a post-mortem report in the following days. Canadian retail chain Sobeys says a cyber attack has crippled the company's IT systems across its grocery stores and pharmacies. According to reports, including from Sobeys employees, ransomware is behind the incident, which has impacted self-checkout stations, payroll management, gift card activation systems, and other back-end services. Despite the huge outage, the company's stores remained open all last week as point-of-sale systems were unaffected and employees were still able to process payments. The attack was later linked to the Black Bastard ransomware operation. Hackers have leaked a data trove containing the personal details of more than 7.2 million users of Whoosh, an electric scooter company active across more than 45 Russian cities. The leaked data includes the real names, phone numbers, and parts of their payment card number. Whoosh becomes the latest victim in a long list of Russian companies that have been hacked and had their data dumped online following the country's invasion of Ukraine. Microsoft has notified customers that it intends to block any HTTP requests that exhibit domain-fronting behaviour, starting on the 8th of November 2023. Microsoft signalled it had cracked down on domain-fronting in March 2021, but this week the company imposed a hard cut-off date for all its customers. With Microsoft's decision, all three major cloud providers will prohibit domain fronting on their servers after both Google and Amazon Web Services blocked domain fronting back in 2018. Domain fronting became a widely known internet censorship bypass technique after instant messaging service Telegram used it to bypass state-level blocks imposed in Russia and Iran. Since then, several malware operations have also adopted domain fronting as a way to hide their command and control servers. The Russian government has sanctioned 200 US citizens for their support of the Ukrainian government. Among the list of sanctioned Americans who are now forbidden from entering Russia, there are also several cybersecurity figures, including Dmitry Alperovich, co-founder of CrowdStrike and founder and chairman of the Silverado Policy Accelerator, Chris Krebs, former CISA head and co-founder of the Krebs-Stamos Group, and Jen Easterly, CISA's current director. The US National Security Agency issued new technical guidance recommending that developers and organizations consider using memory-safe languages when coding new applications. Examples of memory-safe languages listed in the guidance document include C#, Go Java, Ruby, Rust, and Swift. The NSA's recommendation comes after several tech companies such as Microsoft, Google, and Mozilla recently started promoting the use of the Rust programming language as a replacement for C and C++. Non-profit organisation the Massachusetts Law Reform Institute has sued the state of Massachusetts on behalf of thousands of low-income families who had funds stolen from their food assistance benefits after they used their SNAP debit cards on ATMs compromised with card skimming devices. Krebs on Security reports the goal of the lawsuit is to force the state to reimburse the victims. The US Department of Agriculture, which funds the Food Assistance SNAP Card program, doesn't allow, under its current program rules for recipients, to receive replacement funds even if they've been the victims of obvious cybercrime. The FBI has reported that a high rate of teenage boys are taking their own lives after being the targets of sextortion, a type of extortion where hackers threaten to release nude or sexually explicit images of a victim unless they receive a ransom payment. According to a Forbes report, the FBI has seen cases where some victims take their lives within hours after receiving an extortion message. In some extreme cases, the FBI said it's seen sextortionists go as far as contacting a dead victim's family to request payment, threatening to release the nudes online and ruin the deceased's reputation. The FBI and the US Postal Inspection Service has seized 17 websites that were part of a large-scale fraud operation. The websites posed as recruiting portals for work-at-home jobs, where US citizens were tricked into receiving stolen goods or stolen money and asked to reship the products or funds to another address controlled by scammers. Officials say the operation has been going on since February 2021 and that hired applicants were paid $20 for each reshipped package. Akamai's security team has discovered a new malware botnet named KMS Dbot that's been recently hitting its network of honeypot servers. Akamai says this new malware is written by the Go programming language and that it spreads by looking for internet-connected systems that use weak SSH login credentials. While KMS Dbot has the ability to launch DDoS attacks, Akamai says all infected systems have so far been used to mine cryptocurrency for the malware creator's profit. In Ukraine, the country's CERT team has reported that local organizations have been targeted with a new ransomware strain named Somnia. CERT UA officials said they linked the malware to a group of Russian hackers known as FRWL, also known as Z Team. News of the attack comes after Ukraine was also targeted with the Prestige ransomware last month in a series of attacks that Microsoft linked to Russia's infamous Sandworm hacking group, which is part of Russia's military intelligence service, the GRU. And lastly, security firm Lookout says it's identified two suspected Chinese government surveillance operations that have targeted minority groups for years. The first campaign targeted Uyghurs and other Turkic ethnic minorities in China and abroad using a novel piece of malware known as Bad Bazaar, While the second campaign used spear phishing messages on WhatsApp to infect Tibetan activist groups with malware known as Moonshine. Lookout says it linked the first campaign to a group known as APT-15 or Vixen Panda, while evidence suggests the second campaign was carried out by a group known as Poison Carp or Evil Eye. Extensive previous reporting links both groups to the Chinese government. And that is all for today's news. Today's show was sponsored by Proofpoint. You can find links to all the reports mentioned in this show in our newsletter at riskybiznews.substack.com.